Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got David Cottrell in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. David's back with us, and you may remember when he's been here before. David is president and CEO of Cornerstone Leadership Institute. He's an internationally renowned leadership expert and consultant. He's worked for other major corporations in the past, earned his bones in those days. One of the things he and I have in common is we both worked for Xerox once upon a time. And Dave has written a number of books, including the brand new one. The last time he was here, we talked about his new book, Monday Morning Mentoring. But the new one's called Monday Morning Choices, 12 Powerful Ways to go through every day, to go from every day to extraordinary. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me. Terrific day today, hey?
It's good to have you back, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. We all know that the choices we make define what we become, right?
Absolutely.
So what's such a big deal about Monday morning choices?
Well, Monday Morning Choices was written really to put into one book the choices that I think are the most critical choices that you can make for success in your career as well as your personal life. You know, one thing that I observed even way back in our days at Xerox, Jim, and through FedEx and through other companies that I've worked with, is that the same people kept winning. If you would go to President's Club with Xerox, you would see the same people there every
That's right.
year.
Yep.
And it wasn't because they had the best territories. It wasn't because that they were significantly more intelligent. But my observation was that the reason that they kept winning is because they did a few things different than the other people who were left behind on those trips. And the main thing that they did different was that they made better choices. Mm-hmm. Another thing that they did is that when they made a bad choice somewhere along the way, they got out of it faster. They didn't dwell in it. They didn't get stuck in it. They moved forward. And I also found that they did the small things a lot better than the average performers. So as I look back over my career and all the people that I've met and observed all these years, I sort of tried to crystallize what it was that they did differently and what choices that they made differently, and that's where this book came from, right there.
Well,
David,
even though I said before you got here and just as I introduced you that you know, choices, duh, yeah, of course we have choices. The truth is it's not duh for some people. I mean, some people go through their lives without ever taking stock of the fact that they can make a choice and turn their future around. I mean, how many times I remember being 20 years old and seeing somebody who was 45 and realizing that they were making the same mistakes at 45 that they made when they were 25.
Exactly. I've seen the same thing, Jim. You know, the great message of hope is that something can be done. And there's something that I can do. So you've got to take the initiative to understand that there is something that I can do. If I'm 45 years old making the same mistakes that I've made at 25, it's probably not because of the environment that I'm in. It's because of those choices that I continue to make. And if something can be done and there's something that I can do, then if I understand that, then I can move forward into doing what needs to be done to get out of the rut or get out of the situation that I'm in and move forward toward my success instead of just being mired in the situation that I'm in.
Something that you and I learned when we were at Xerox is something called self-analysis.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the most important thing anybody ever taught me. And they taught me well in Xerox back in the 70s, David. They taught me how to execute self-analysis. And I think that's what's missing in people who don't make not only the right choices, but don't make any choices. They basically just wander around, let the world give them what it wants to give them, because they lack the ability to perform self-analysis. And if they ever accidentally went there, they wouldn't like what they saw so much that they did never do it again. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, I start off the book, Monday Morning Choices. The first choice is to make the no-victim choice,
right,
which is to take responsibility and take that self-analysis, and so that you can move forward. Another chapter in the book that dwells on that as well is the reality choice, and that is a self-analysis of where I'm at right now, what talents do I have to move forward. But back to the no-victim choice for a minute, the example that I use in there, in fact, I use the same example in Monday Morning Mentoring, is being a driver instead of being a passenger. You know, there's not much difference in a car. There's only about 3 feet difference in being a passenger and a driver.
Right.
But what you do as a passenger and as a driver are significantly different. You know, as a passenger, you're just going wherever the car goes. You have
right.
no control. But as a driver, if you accept the responsibility of being behind that wheel, then you are setting your path. You're the one that's moving forward in the direction that you're trying to go. You're the one that can go around cars that are not going fast enough to get you there. You can prevent yourself from running into other cars that are there that are obstacles to prevent you from getting where you're trying to go. And you take total control. And that's what I try to say in that first chapter is, you know, be a passenger. Don't be a driver here. I mean, be a driver, excuse me. Don't be
right.
a passenger here. You know, take control. Don't be a victim regardless of what happens.
One of the ways that I think about this and have kind of always thought about it is I think about the world as a force. The
uh-huh.
world is a force. The world is literally the physical world, but it's also people, it's also events, it's also, you know, trees and mountains and whatever, you know, it's in time. The world is all those things. And the world is going to bring me my future.
That's right.
And I'm heading toward the world. I'm moving in the direction of the world. The world is coming at me. And so when I'm presented with these things, what I say is, I don't like that world. I want something else. And then I want to come back. I want to get down to, I mean, David, to comment on this when we come back. What do you do when the world gives you something you don't like or it's not good for you? What do you do? We'll get David to help us with that right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. David Cottrell is our guest, and his book is called Monday Morning Choices.
Hi, Jim. This is Judy Smolsky, Vice President of Small Business Marketing for IBM. On behalf of all your IBM friends, I want to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary as the Small Business Advocate. IBM is proud to be one of your major sponsors, and we look forward to the next 10 years. Thanks for all you do to support the needs of small businesses everywhere. Have fun, and good luck.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend, David Cottrell. David is the author of Monday Morning Choices, brand new book. The other book, one of his 20 other books, Monday Morning Mentoring, was out about a year or so ago. We told you about that then. The new one's called Monday Morning Choices. David, give us the website and tell us where we can find the book, please.
Well, you should be able to find it at any of your local bookstores, or you can go to my website, which is cornerstoneleadership.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Good stuff. David, When the world presents me with something, if I don't like it, I tell the world I don't like it. I say, this is not what I want. This I want something else. I mean, I observe people who literally say, oh, well, okay, if this is what I'm supposed to have, I guess I'll just take this. And they go off, you know, in quiet desperation, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not like that. I fight. I say, no, this is not what I want.
Well, I think that the reason you do that is because you know that there's an option for you. You know that there are choices that you can make. You know, I think that one of the most important choices that we can make beyond the accepting that we have responsibility and we have control and that there's something that we can do, but we have to be passionate enough to pay the price to do what we're trying to
right.
to accomplish.
Right.
And a lot of people are not. A lot of people are interested in changing. They're interested in doing better, but they're not committed to it. And there's a big difference. For instance, this time of year here in January, you can hardly get into a health place today and get on a machine. Jim, you hear that ring?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. Are you still there?
In January, you can you can hardly get into a health club. You can hardly find a machine there. Well, and those people that are there today are interested in doing something different and interested in improving. But you go back to that same health club in July, and you can get on any machine that you want to.
Right.
Because the people who were interested are gone, and the people who are committed are still there. Well, it's the same way in business. You know, there's a price to be paid to move forward out of the rut that you might be in, and you have to be committed to pay that price as opposed to just being interested in paying the price. And one other thing that you mentioned, Jim, that was important was that there are going to be times that come along that the unexpected is going to happen to us. Something's going to pop up that might not be fair, it might not be the right thing at the time, but it happens to us. And we have to make a decision to where, are we just going to allow this to happen? Are we going to accept that it has happened and face it face-to-face and move forward through that adversity? And we talk about that in the adversity choice in the book.
One of the things that I did, that I started doing years ago, was I made the choice that I was going to try to seek happiness. I was going to try to find things. I was going to try to move toward things that made me happy and away from things that made me unhappy. And so I made a choice to avoid people who consistently made me unhappy.
Yeah.
And to move toward professional things that made me happy. They didn't always make me the most money, but seemed to make me happier. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that you start attracting the people who make you happy as well when you make that choice to be around those. But, you know, a negative, cynical person, any negative, cynical person has 10 times the impact that a positive person does.
Yep, that's
they
right.
They can drag you down fast. And that's the reason in this particular book, one thing that I ask you to do is to find 5 other people to go through the book with you.
Yeah.
Don't go with this thing alone. Find 5 people who can help you and work your way through each chapter over the next, or one chapter over the next 12 weeks, and you can literally change your life and those around you, and it will become contagious. Because over a 12-week period, something's going to happen. You know, life will happen over that period that you'll have to make some choices, whether I'm really committed to stick through this with these 5 people or whoever's in your group, or, you know, I'm going to bail out. And so it gives you that opportunity to make those choices, and it gives the people who are with you the opportunity to encourage you to keep moving.
If I believe that I may be one of those cynical people, can I fix that?
You can fix that, but I tell you what, you have to work at it.
Because do I need help?
Well, you need encouragement. Being negative and cynical, I think, is natural for a lot of people. And they don't mean that to be intentionally to drag other people down, but they do. What you need to get out of that is to understand reality. The reality is that it's not only hurting me, but it's hurting other people around me. And you need others to help coach you through it and sort of squash it right at the beginning. Anytime you come up with something negative and cynical, you know, tell them, you know, hey, that's negative. Let's turn this thing around. What can we do about this that we have control over and move forward?
Right. Well said. Give us the website again, David.
The website, my website is cornerstoneleadership.com.
And the book is called Monday Morning Choices, available wherever books are sold. David, we got more to talk about. Will you come back again real soon?
I'll do it, Jim. Listen, thank you so much for having me back this time.
My pleasure, as always, David. And you got a new book coming out you're going to bring to us pretty soon, too, don't you?
It won't be long. It's called Leadership Energy, E equals MC squared.
I'm looking forward to that. Thanks, David. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.